Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing our state's entrepreneurial community. And here to help us, John Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, we got some good news for a couple of South Carolina companies. Ernst & Young has announced their Southeastern Entrepreneur of the Year finalists, and there's two South Carolina companies that are finalists this year. And interestingly, they're similar in ways. One of them is called Palmetto Infusion Services. They are headquartered in Columbia, and infusion services are IV treatments for things like antibiotics and antifungals, pain management. This can be done at home or in an ambulatory setting. They have locations all over the state and in North Carolina. The other company that's an Ernst & Young finalist is OB Hospitalist, and they're headquartered in Greenville, but they've, again, got other locations. And this is kind of a 24/7 OBGYN practice. This Hospitalist model was something that was originally done as an internal medicine. The founders replicated this in OBGYNs. And you see entrepreneurs do that a lot, take a model that works in kind of one market sector and apply it to another. And so that's what they've done here. I think this is interesting that, you know, they've chosen to specialize in this area, created a high growth company that's done well and has now been recognized. So two South Carolina companies that have picked different segments of healthcare to focus on and really become excellent in and have done well enough that Ernst & Young has chosen to recognize them. And that's really great for the state.
And it very well may be that healthcare entrepreneurs may show up on this list a lot over the next several years. John, do you know what the criteria are for these awards, these finalists?
Yeah, so the finalists were evaluated with six criteria. It was overcoming adversity, financial performance, societal impact, commitment to building a value-based company, innovation, and talent management. You get all those six things right and you have a pretty good company, don't you?
Yeah, that sounds like a good formula for success to me. What else is showing up on your radar, John?
Well, there's another company I'd like to talk a little bit about, and this is really encouraging for South Carolina. It's a company called EnviroMix, and they offer innovative water and wastewater solutions to municipal and industrial markets. A private equity firm, GEF Capital, has acquired a controlling interest. And why this is important is because this kind of liquidity event is important for investors. You know, as this happens more in the state and investors start to see companies like this that are successful, then they'll be encouraged to invest more in earlier stage companies. And I thought it was interesting here that this is a great example of where, you know, the current investors in the company sold to other investors in the company. The company remains independent, right? And it's headquartered in Charleston, still there, still a South Carolina company. And quite frankly, from the perspective of customers and maybe even employees, you know, they might not know the difference. They might not know anything's changed. So, but from an investment perspective in the state and in the kind of entrepreneurial ecosystem, it's critical that this kind of liquidity event happen to encourage more people to invest in companies in the state.
And we haven't seen an example like this in a while, I don't think, of something that's not high tech.
Yeah, well, they have some technology that they apply, kind of nutrient removals and reductions in energy use and operational cost savings. But I guess you're right, it's more of an application of technology than is the development of new technology. But it's definitely innovative. They've been successful and they've grown. And obviously this, you know, new capital group looked at them and thought they had significant potential. And, you know, it's why they bought out the prior investors. Management team still stays investors in the company. So they continue to have an upside as they continue to be successful. And you see that often in these kinds of situations where it was the outside investors that got bought out, not necessarily the management. And so just real encouraging to see this kind of thing in the state.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Success Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.